This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Sagotamayed. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Kesubos. We're learning Daf Hey Amud Beis. So we're going to start from Hey Amud Aleph on the bottom. And the Gemara brings a statement, the teaching of Bar Kapara. Two lines from the bottom. Darash Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara Darshant. Ma'idich said, what does the pasuk mean? V'yaseid tiyalecha al azeinecha. A shovel you should have in addition to your weapons. Because in case when you're fighting, a person has to defecate, so they shouldn't leave it around, but they should dig it and cover it. So you should always have a shovel. Al tikri azeinecha, do not learn it, do not read it on in addition to your ammunition, in addition to your weapons, ela al oiznecha, but rather on your ear. V'yaseid tielecha al oznecha. There should be a peg on your ear. Shem yishma adam davar sheinu hagun. So that if somebody hears something that's not proper, yaniach etzbo'oi ba'oznav. You could put your finger in your ear. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Elazar. Mibnei ma etzbo'oisav shal adam doimois li yaseidois. Why are a person's fingers similar to pegs? Singhma says, my taima. Rashi says, kaloimar. In what way are they similar to pegs? We are asking, why are they similar to pegs? What in what dimension, in what similarity to pegs are you asking about? You're saying, why are fingers similar to pegs? What commonality do fingers have with pegs that you're asking, why are they similar to pegs? My time, ilema mishum de mechalkan. If you're asking that the fingers are separate, just like pegs are separate entities, well, kolchad v'chad alamilsei. Each finger has its own distinct function. Kolchad v'chad alamilsei avida. Each finger has its own independent function. The amar mar, the master said, zuzeres. The small finger, you measure the zeres of the choshen. Zu kemitza, the second finger, you begin to take off a kemitza of the mincha. Three etzbois on the palm. Right? In order to take off kemitza, you take a fistful, and this finger, the second finger, is the first of the fist. Zu amma, the middle finger, from the tip of the middle finger until the elbow, is one amma. Zu etzba, this finger, the etzba, is used for the placement of the carbon chatas, like it says, be'etzba'oi. Actually, correctly, when the Sefer Torah is lifted up and people point, so first halacha is, you're not at a point until you see the ksav. So when you just see the backside of the Sefer Torah, you don't point for Zoy Satara, only when you see the letters. And contrary to what some people use, the Zeres, the correct finger, the Shulchan Aruch says, is the Etzba. Okay, so you should be the guy, because people are going to ask you, what are you doing? Where do you come from? What planet are you from? You say, I come from planet Shulchan Aruch. And that's the correct finger to use. And Goydel is for the Boihen Yad of Aharon. So, the question then cannot be, why are they separate? Elamatam meshupais ki yaseidos. Why are they slanted like pegs? Why are they narrow like pegs? The reason they're narrow like pegs is she'em yishma adam davar she'eno hagon. It's so that if somebody hears something that's not proper, yaniach etzba'oisav ba'aznav, you could put your finger in your ear. Which is interesting. Well, if you already heard it, of what benefit will it be to put your finger in your ear? You already heard the davar she'eno hagon. I guess if you start to hear something she'eno hagon, you know, you're in a company of people and they start talking about something, so then you put your finger in your ear. Why isn't it enough just to make a frown and go, ugh? Because you don't want your ear to hear it. Tana Dvi Rabbi Shmuel, Neima Oizen Kula Kashva Al Yaraka. Why is the ear made out of hard cartilage and the lobe soft? Shem Yishma Adam Davar Shenu Hagun, so that if somebody hears something that's not proper, Yachuf Al Yalisoicha, you could bend the lobe into it. So really you have two safeguards. You have the finger and you have the lobe. Tan Rabbanan, Al Yashmiya Adam La'asam Dvarim Batelim. Don't allow your ear to hear improper, empty talk. Because the ear is the first part of the body that is burned in the purgatory. Rashi says, why is the ear the first thing that's burnt? Rashi says because it's soft and thin and it easily burns. So it's memaher libashel. It cooks easily. The ear is the least protected part of the body, probably it's also on the exterior of the body. And therefore you want to make sure not only you don't hear dibur b'shas hatfila or divrei lashon hara or divrei leitzanus, you don't even want to hear dvarim b'talim. It's better to avoid listening to dvarim b'talim. Iboilahu. They presented the following question. Mahu Livol betchila b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to have the first beer Friday night? Toisus asks, second Toisus. What do you mean? We just said that besulnis is yom ravi. Says Toisus, well, what happened if they didn't get around to it? So do you have to wait until next Wednesday? Or until Monday? So that's the shaila. Are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to be rishon on Friday night? But we said everyone agrees. Mafrishon chasam akal leil shabbos chila because of chabura. So maybe we didn't know that brisa, or we knew it and we're asking, what's the halacha? Do we paskin that way? That's how Tosfos learns, because we just had on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Amar mar ben kach ben kach lo yivol lo be'erev Shabbos lo be'matzah Shabbos. Okay, so we're asking, what's the halacha?
Why would we bother with that if she's not a besula?
I'm sorry.
Why don't we bother with that if they don't do it on Wednesday, then they should wait until at least Sunday night. Then he could go to Bezdin in case she's not the
Pesula. Oh. Then why do we not insist that they wait?
Right.
Apparently, that's only a legislation in the first instance, but if for whatever reason they didn't get around to, we don't want to push things off, you know. Pushing things off is working against other factors as well. You know, they have to be Mekayim Puravu, or you're dealing with food that might spoil. So once they didn't, you know, we do insist in the first instance to get married on Wednesday, but that's what Tosfos says. Im iraloi shaloi baal, let's say they didn't. Or I would say something which is very common, they tried to, but they were unsuccessful in breaking the besulim. So now the question is, can they go for round two, where they didn't do anything round one on Friday night? Apparently the insistence that they be able to go to Bezdin is not that important. So the question is, Ma'al livo b'tchila b'Shabbos? So the shayla is, Dam mifkad paket, is the blood deposited in a sack? Is the blood of the hymen deposited in a sack, and it's not a chabura? And it's in some kind of pouch, and you're just extracting the blood, and there's no problem. Or is the blood sort of attached to the flesh, and extracting it constitutes a chabura, and it would not be allowed. So now the Gemara explains. If the blood is deposited. So what is the guy trying to do? You ask the guy, okay, be a Rishayna. What are you doing, pal? Are you trying to get it? Because Biri ain Isha Misaberas may be a Rishayna. So what are you doing? So he might say, Lahanos Atzmi Mechavein. I'm not a scientist over here. I'm doing it Lahana. But in terms of the technical objective of what he's doing, not what he wants to get out of it, but in terms of what he feels this act is achieving, do we say the intim soim adam ifkar pocket ledam hutzach? Is he trying to extract blood because he wants to determine and have proof positive she's a basula? So does he need the blood? So he needs the blood. What's he doing? There's blood in a pouch and he's trying to take it out. It's like having orange juice in a box and he's trying to spill some to a cup. So there's blood in her pouch and he's trying to get it out. Oh, maybe he's trying to create a doorway to facilitate future acts of relation. Maybe he's trying to make a Pesach. Pesach! Pesach is boina. Rashi says, Arehu kabinyan v'asar. Okay? So if dam mifkad pakad, if he's trying to make a Pesach, it would be asar. Okay. Vim tim tzolayim rele dam hutzarach, if he's just trying to get the, but lemaisa, isn't he making her into a kli? I mean, isn't that, you want to know, is that considered, is that a binyan? Because Tosfos did say that earlier. Bilas mitzvah, Tosfos on Dalet said, the second Tosfos, kari lo bilas mitzvah mishum lechsiv, ki boy alayich oisayich, v'arminan en ishik rezes b'sa, elmi sho'isa oisa kli, v'ayidei kach midabek ba, ubanli de pervi revil, hachi kari lo bilas mitzvah bilas mitzvah. So why don't we say that is the binyan? Okay, good hara. Right, but Rashi says the binyan is the Pesach. Dr. Pinchas is saying, what about what Tosfos said on Daf Dalet, that it's called, Bia Rishon is called the Bias Mitzvah, because he renders her into a Kli. Maybe that's sort of a figurative term, when we say he renders into a Kli, but not, and also there's an idea in Binyan Bekelem, right? There is no Malacha of Binyan in Kelem. What?
This concept was mentioned in a shmooze by Rebbe very recently, that this first bee is, she's like a kli.
Mm-hmm.
That he turns her into a kli. So,
Okay, I hear it. It's good, Hara. Now, if he's trying to get out the blood, and the Pesach is coming Mimela, he's not trying to make a door. He's not thinking about making an available entranceway for future acts of relations. He's trying to get out the blood, and the Pesach is coming Mimela. So that's come to something called Davar She'enoi Meskaven. He's Mechaven to take out the blood. The doorway is coming Mimela. So now this would involve whether the halacha is like Reb Shimon, or like Rabbi Yehuda by Davar Sheinu Meskaven. Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Sheinu Meskaven is mutter. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Davar Sheinu Meskaven mutter. Or do we say, oy halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Davar Sheinu Meskaven aser? Who's the halacha like? Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar Sheinu Meskaven is aser? Or is the halacha like Rabbi Shimon, that Davar Sheinu Meskaven is mutter? So Tosfos, ledam hu tzarech, asks, why are we referring to this creation of a doorway as a Davar Sheinu Meskaven? He wants to get out the blood. The Pesach is happening Mamela, and now you want to know, is the halacha like Reb Shimon or like Reb Yehuda? But the doorway will definitely come. This is a classic case of Psik Reisha, where it's not, Davar Sheinu Meskaven is when you drag a bench, which likely will make a groove and a charitz, but it may not. However, everybody agrees that a heavy branch you can't drag. Reb Shimon is moida b'psik reisha v'lo yamos. Right? Reb Shimon agrees that if you cut off the head of a chicken, that even though it's ena mechavin to kill the bird, but since you'll definitely be killing the bird, it's usur. So in this case, why would this be dependent on whether Davar Shenuskaven is mutter or usur? But if the doorway will definitely be made, so then it should be usur l'kulei alma. Yeah? So Tois...
We said it's a psik reisha. We said that if badai, a door is going to be made, or even if there's going to be dam.
I mean, because how else are you getting the blood? You're making an opening. Right, Tosis says, "In time of psik reishu hula in yina pesach." So Tosis says, like Rabasi said, "Tzachlam shiachaloy tzedam leyasias haPesach." We're going to see later on that vav. There's something called hataya. There's a manner of bia where you could circumvent and get blood without making a doorway. Now I don't know biologically if this is a something that, according to the teva, current teva, it's possible, but there. Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, lemaisa metzius bezman hazeh. I don't know that that's shayach, but there's something called Shmuel knew how to do hataya. By the way, Shmuel was a doctor, but the Gemara says that Shmuel knew how to do hataya. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So is the halacha like Reb Shimon that Darvish Shein Miskavin is mutter? Was the halacha like Reb Yehuda that Darvish Shein Miskavin is aser? Ah, and if im tim tzolai mer halacha Reb Yehuda, and if you want to say the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, mekalkel hu eitz al haPesach, or mesakin hu eitz al haPesach, is it mekalkel by the door? So now the Gemara is saying like this. So the guy wants the blood. He wants to determine that she's a basula. And the Pesach is mamela. And now the Shaila is, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter, and according to Reb Yehuda, it's usur. Even if you want to say halachos like Reb Yehuda, but maybe the making of a door is not a constructive door. Maybe it's destructive. And if it's destructive, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shein Miskavin is usur, but if it's a kilkul, it would be mutter. Now, even though kilkul is still usur midrabanan, kilkul on Shabbos is still usur midrabanan, but if it's kilkul and Davar Shein Miskavin, it would be mutter. That's what Tosu says. Perish Rabbi Yehuda holds mekalkel the chabura is pater, even though it's pater aval aser, but here it's mutal chachil because it's two things, mekalkel v'darvashen miskavein. Okay, now this is all in the tzad that dam mifkad pakad, and the issue here is an issue of the Pesach. Now we're up to Ika da Amri, okay? So the Gemara just assumed was taking the tzad dam mifkad pakad, and if you need the blood, it's mutter. If you need the Pesach, it's for sure aser. But if you need the blood and the Pesach is mamela, so it would be mutter according to Reb Shimon. But if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it would be aser. Unless you say it's mekalkel. And if it's mekalkel, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's mutter. Says Gemara, Ika d'amri. There are those who say, Ika d'amri, there's another take on it. Let's take the tzadid, dam chibure mechaber. So you're making a chabura. Says Gemara, Ika d'amri v'im tim tzolamer dam chibur mechaber, that the blood is connected to the tissue. So do we say he needs the blood? So if he needs the blood, this is classic chabura. Ledam hu tzarech v'aser. Does he need the blood and it's aser? Aydilma, or maybe lahanos atzmai hu tzarech. Or maybe he's doing it for his own hana v'shari, and it's mutter. It's interesting that the Gemara did not bring in the tzada of lahanos atzmai in the tzada of mifgad pake. The Gemara says, is it ledam hu tzarech v'shari, or lepesach hu tzarech v'aser? What about the tzad, maybe lehanos atzmai hu tzarech? But here we're bringing in the tzad lehanos atzmai hu tzarech. V'imtim tzaloy me lehanos atzmai hu tzarech, v'dam emeila ka'asi, but it's a davar shein meskavein. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, oy halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that davar shein meskavein is aser, or is halacha like Rabbi Shimon that halacha that davar shein meskavein is mutter? Bim tim tzolayim halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're going to say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so in the first tzad where the Gemara wanted to say if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, is it a kilkel by the Pesach, or is it a tikkun for the Pesach? If it's a kilkel, it's mutter. If it's a tikkun, it's aser. So now we're saying, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, mekalkel b'chabura ay mesakim b'chabura, if lahanos atzmi utzarech, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, is it a kilkel in the wound, or a tikkun in the wound? Now, it's interesting. In the first tzad, the shaila is it a kilkel or is it a tikkun? If it's a kilkel, it's for sure mutter. But now we're talking about chabura. Even though we hold by chabura, even though we hold mekalkel is mutter by davar shein meskavein, mekalkel b'chabura might be different. Because by definition, chabura is a kilkel. And yet the Torah says, chabura is aser. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that even though normally, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that even though kilkel is normally a heter, it's not a heter by chabura. Because chabura is sort of, by definition, a kilkel. But Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, no. Kilkel is a heter by chabura as well. So it comes out, even though Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer by davar shein meskavein, he's more mekel by kilkel by chabura. And Rabbi Shimon, who's mekel by davar shein meskavein, he's machmer by kilkel by chabura. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, do you say mekalkel b'chabura or mesakim b'chabura? If you're going to say it's a kilkel. So the question is this a kilkel in the wound or a tikkun in the wound? And if you're going to say it's a kilkel in the wound, do we say by mekalkel that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that mekalkel b'chabura is mutter? Because Rabbi Yehuda only said davar shein meskavein is aser when it's mesakein, but not by kilkel b'chabura. Aydilma. Or maybe halacha k'Reb Shimon. The halacha is like Reb Shimon that the mekalkel b'chabura is aser. So we're going to take, meaning, you know how it could be aser? The guy is mechavin lahanos atzmai. However, it's a davar shein meskavein. And we're going to say the halacha is like Reb Yehuda by davar shein meskavein. And we're going to say the halacha is like Reb Shimon by mekalkel b'chabura. That's how it would be asa. So that's sort of a daf hey amud beis. What we did not discuss is on the tzad that dam chabura mechaber, that it's a chabura. What exactly is the malacha of chabura? And that is a machloikis Rashi in Shabbos, Toisvis in Ksubis, and the Rambam. If you want to spend a couple minutes on that, you could hang out with us a little bit longer. So I'm gonna. That's the Amud, I'm just going to...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.